A woman who appears in plays or movies would be a...
Actress.
Mm-hmm. And your nationality is?
American.
Okay, and your race is?
Black.
Any other term for that?
Negro.
Okay. What are insulting terms for Negroes?
Negro.
Anything else? Okay. My race is?
White.
Okay, is there another term for that? I'm marking which page I left off on. Is there something insulting that blacks would call white?
Okay.
Okay, uh-huh. Anything else? Cracker, did you ever hear that used as? How would they say that?
Cracker.
Is that what blacks would say? What does it mean if you call somebody a cracker?
I don't know how they'll say it. I don't say it.
How about redneck? What does that mean? Okay, what would you call a child that was born of a mixed marriage, one parent's black and the other's white?
He's mixed.
Anything else? Do you know the word mulatta? What would you call a black person that had very light skin?
I know that.
Hi. Do you say hi, Yella? Some people do that. There are terms like quadroon and octoroon. Ever hear those?
It's another one.
I don't know what it is you're trying to think of. Let me know if you if you think of it. What would you call the man that you work for?
Boss.
Okay. What would you call white people that didn't have any education and didn't have any money and didn't really try to make anything better of themselves?
They're poor.
Do you know the term poor white trash or something like that? Okay. What would you call somebody that lived way out in the country and hardly ever came to town?
Country folk.
Is there something you might say that was kind of insulting? Suppose he came from the mountains.
Mountain people.
Do you know anything like country hick or country Hoosier? Okay. So if it's not quite midnight, but you might look at your watch and say it's not quite midnight, but it's...
Almost.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't quite fall, you'd say, I slipped and I...
Almost fell.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was waiting for you and you were not quite ready, he might say, will you be ready soon? And you say, I'll be with you in...
A minute.
All right. And you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. And so you say, how...
Far am I?
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know how many times somebody did something, you'd say, how blank does he do that?
How many times does he do that?
Another way of saying how many times. Starts with an O. How?
Often.
Mm-hmm. And if you were agreeing with somebody who says he was not going to vote for somebody, if he said, I'm not going to vote for Anderson, you would say, well, blank am I.
Neither am I.
Mm-hmm. And this is parts of the body. This part of your body is the?
Head.
What part of your
forehead.
Head? Okay. And this stuff is your?
Hair.
And you might grow a?
Beard.
And this is your?
Ear.
Which one? It doesn't matter, the tape can't see which one you say.
Left ear.
And the other is your?
Right ear.
Okay. Then this whole thing is your?
Face.
This thing.
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. And you put a tie around your?
Neck.
And you might get something stuck in your?
Throat.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you? Okay. The dentist would look at your?
Teeth.
And he says there's a cavity in one?
Molar.
Or one?
Tooth.
Uh-huh. And the flesh around the teeth would be the?
Gum.
Mm-hmm. This part of your hand is the?
Palm.
And you make a?
Fist.
Or you have two?
Fists.
And any place where you bend, your wrist or your elbow, or your knee, that's a?
Joint.
Mm-hmm. This part of a man's body would be his?